Well, checking sports in the girls' Western Iowa Conference cross-country action last night. Audubon hosting the meet last night. On the girls' side, it was Rebecca Topham of Griswold again, showing her dominance as she wins easily with 13 minutes, 13 seconds her time, winning the Western Iowa Conference title. Ashton Alfers of Tri-Center was closest for second place. She finished 14 minutes, 54 seconds. Megan Deist of Audubon placing third. Jordan Sint of Griswold was fourth, and Michelle Mum of Tri-Center was fifth. They were followed by Brittany Kalisa of Trainer, Larissa Backus of Griswold, Breezy Weaver of Missouri Valley, Alex Flippin of Griswold, and Dana Johnson of Audubon. That rounds out the top 10 in that meet last night. Griswold won the team title. On the boys' side last night up in Audubon, the Western Iowa Conference meet, it was Cade Cleveland of Riverside winning the title, 17 minutes, 12 seconds his time. That was 12 seconds better than his teammate John Gunderson, who finished in second place. Ian Patrick of Riverside made it a 1-2-3 sweep for the Bulldogs last night as he ran 18.08 for third place. Taylor Toole of Tri-Center was fourth. Drew Pauley of Missouri Valley fifth. Brady Runyon of Riverside. Caleb Wilson of Mo Valley. Xavier Olivo of Griswold. Devin Jensen of Missouri Valley. And Logan Reinig of Mo Valley round out the top 10 teams in that meet last night. Riverside won, or top 10 individuals rather, where Riverside won the team championship in that meet. Well, the weekly Iowa Association of Track Coaches cross-country individual rankings came out yesterday afternoon. In Class 3A girls, Allie Krogman of Atlantic continues to rank fourth in this week's listings. Madison Waymire of Dallas Center Grimes is top-ranked. Also in girls 3A, Harlan's Jessica Feldman is 23rd, and Maria Mostick of Creston is 25th in this week's top 30 poll. In Class 3A, on the boys' side, Glenwood's Mark Abrams is 4th, Shenandoah's Sean Skillern is 10th, Jeff Reeve of Glenwood is ranked 16th, while Glenwood's James Fuller is ranked 23rd this week. In Class 2A, on the girls' side, Breezy Weaver of Mo Valley is ranked 16th. On the boys' side in 2A, Kemper Catholic's Dustin Werner is 14th, and Logan Reinig of Mo Valley is ranked number 23. In Class 1A, on the girls' side, Rebecca Topham, the freshman from Griswold, continues her dominance. She's ranked number one. Tiffany Shepherd of Corning is rated 11th this week. Ashton Alfers of Tri-Center is 12th, and Shelby Hall of Woodbine is ranked 30th. In Class 1A boys, Nottoway Valley's T.J. Bauer is rated 3rd, with Cade Cleveland of Riverside ranked 6th. St. Albert's Josh Sindelar is 10th ranked this week. Riverside's Ian Patrick is number 16, while St. Albert's Scott Thulin is ranked number 17 in this week's poll. In high school volleyball last night, in local action, it was Kemper Catholic downing Atlantic in three straight games in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Harlan defeated Denison three in a row, and Clarinda swept three from Creston in the Hawkeye 10. In the Western Iowa Conference midseason tournament last night, Missouri Valley swept Audubon 3-0. Trainer over AHST 3-0. Tri-Center topping Griswold 3-0. Also, Underwood beat Riverside 3-0. Also last night around the region, it was Coon Rapids Bayard beating Guthrie Center 3-2. Des Moines Christian over West Central Valley 3-0. Nottoway Valley over Pleasantville 2-1. Nottoway Valley beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 2-1. Bedford over Corning in 2. And Bedford swept a pair from Wayne as well last night in girls volleyball. Well, the weekly Associated Press boys high school football rankings are out this week. The top 10 list in Class 4A shows West Des Moines Valley the new number one team. Also in Class 3A, Clear Lake is number one, with Carroll High ranked number nine. They're down five spots from last week's listings. In Class 2A, Iowa City Regina retains the number one spot, with Kemper Catholic up a notch to number six in this week's poll. In Class 1A, St. Albert still strongly atop the poll, with Logan Magnolia remaining four and Panorama staying at number seven this week. In Class A, Lamar's Galen Catholic remains the strong number one, with Bedford down staying put this week at number 10. Also in the eight-man class, Armstrong Ringstead continues to be number one. Fremont Mills stays at number three, with East Mills tied with West Bend Mallard for fourth in this week's polling. In college football news, TCU has accepted an invitation to join the Big 12 Conference, giving stability to a conference that lost Nebraska and Colorado over the summer and will lose Texas A&M next year. TCU currently competes in the Mountain West Conference and was set to join the Big East next July. Instead, the Big 12 went public with its interest in TCU last week and set the stage for TCU to stay closer to home. The Horned Frogs went 13-0 last season and won the Rose Bowl. They also went undefeated in the 2009 regular season before losing to Boise Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl. Having lost out on Texas Christian, Big East presidents and chancellors have given the go-ahead for the conference to engage in formal discussions with other schools to get to a 12-man football league. Now, that's the magic number for a conference to hold a lucrative championship game. Syracuse and Pittsburgh are leaving the Big East for the Atlantic Coast Conference, meaning the Big East would be down to 6 football schools. Meanwhile, Southeastern Conference leaders met for their regularly scheduled fall meeting, but they took no action on expansion. The SEC says in a statement that the presidents and chancellors discussed a wide range of issues dealing with the changing landscape of intercollegiate athletics, but didn't make any moves on expansion. The SEC is adding a 13th member when Texas A&M joins the league in July. Arizona has a new football coach after firing Mike Stoops and promoting defensive coordinator Tim Kish on an interim basis. The dismissal comes amid a 5-game losing streak that left Stoops with a 51-60 record in 8 seasons with the Wildcats. Arizona got off to a 7-1 start last year, but has since lost 10 of its last 11 games. Iowa State sophomore running back James White had a breakout performance against Baylor last week, rushing for a career-high 148 yards. White was about the only bright spot in an otherwise lost weekend in Waco. A weak defensive effort and sloppy play doomed Iowa State once again as the 20th-ranked Bears shook off an early deficit and rolled to a 49-26 win. The Cyclones have dropped 2 straight, each by 23 points, and have a lot to clean up heading into Saturday's trip to Missouri. Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes says the Cyclones know they've got to do more things right to win in the Big 12. Iowa State has lost 2 straight league games after a 3-0 start. In the NFL, the Detroit Lions are 5-0 for the first time in 55 years, following a convincing win over one of their chief rivals. Matthew Stafford threw for 219 yards and 2 touchdowns as the Lions downed Chicago 24-13. The Lions trailed 10-7 until Stafford hit Brandon Pettigrew for an 18-yard score with 9:55 left in the third quarter. Stafford also threw a 73-yard scoring strike to Calvin Johnson seconds into the second quarter. Javid Best ran for 163 yards and just 12 carries, much of it coming on his 88-yard scoring run that put the Lions ahead by 11 in the third period. Chicago fell to 2-3 and never reached the end zone after Jay Cutler's 9-yard scoring strike to Kellen Davis just before halftime. Matt Forte had 116 rushing yards for the Bears, who had won their previous 7 meetings with Detroit. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have won 2 straight games heading into their off week, and try to imagine that a few weeks back. The Chiefs lost their first 2 games by a combined 89-10, but they've started to look like the defending AFC West champions the past couple of weeks with wins over Minnesota and Indianapolis. There's a loose atmosphere in the locker room for the first time all season, and while nobody was ready to give up on the season at 0-3, there is a tangible sense that Kansas City still has a realistic shot of defending its division title. The next step comes in 2 weeks against division rival Oakland. In other NFL news, St. Louis Rams have signed cornerback Brian Jackson and wide receiver Nick Miller, addressing 2 positions hit by injuries. The Rams placed cornerback Bradley Fletcher and wide receiver Danny Amendola on injured reserve last week during their bye. Miller played 11 games for the Raiders the last 2 seasons, used mostly on punt returns. He totaled 3 catches for 40 yards. Jackson played 12 games for the Giants last year and was waived with a hip injury earlier this season. Houston defensive end Mario Williams is out for the season after tearing a pectoral muscle in Sunday's 25-20 loss to Oakland. Coach Gary Kubiak said Williams will go on injured reserve and undergo surgery in the next week. Denver coach John Fox said he'll wait till today to announce whether Tim Tebow will take over as starting quarterback for Kyle Orton. Tebow replaced Orton in the second half of Sunday's loss to San Diego and seemed to energize the offense, throwing for 1 touchdown and running for another. Buffalo receiver Donald Jones will miss between 4 and 6 weeks with a sprained left ankle suffered in the win over Philadelphia Sunday. Starting defensive tackle Kyle Williams' status is uncertain for the team's game at the New York Giants this weekend after he suffered an ankle injury in the game. Oakland rookie quarterback Terrell Pryor has completed his 5-game suspension, and he's now eligible to practice with the team. Pryor left Ohio State instead of serving a 5-game ban after being involved in a cash-for-memorabilia scandal that has put the Buckeyes under NCAA investigation. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
Well, no major leaguers had a better day than Nelson Cruz and Albert Pujols as they each had five RBIs Monday to lead their clubs to playoff victories. Cruz helped the Texas Rangers take a 2-0 lead in the American League Championship Series, while Pujols allowed the St. Louis Cardinals to even their NLCS at 1 game apiece. Cruz provided the first walk-off grand slam in postseason history, an 11th-inning blast that ended the Rangers' 7-3 win over the Detroit Tigers. His second homer of the game came 2 innings after he was hit on the wrist and 4 innings after he knotted the score with a solo shot. Both teams left the bases loaded in the 9th before Cruz smacked the 4th grand slam of the postseason. Game 3 is set for today in Detroit, where Doug Fister starts for the Tigers against Colby Lewis. Fister was the winning pitcher in Detroit's Game 5 clincher against the New York Yankees in the ALDS. Lewis is 4-0 in 5 postseason starts. Pujols was the hitting star in the Cardinals' 12-3 romp over the Brewers in Milwaukee, going 4-for-5 with a homer and 3 doubles. The first baseman put the Redbirds ahead to stay with a 2-run homer in the first inning and added a 2-run double in the third before his RBI double ignited a 2-run fifth. It was his first postseason home run since the 2006 World Series. Cards leadoff hitter John Jay had 3 hits and scored 3 times. Nick Punto and David Freese each drove in 2 runs for the Cards, who will host Game 3 on Wednesday. Cardinals starter Edwin Jackson failed to get out of the 5th inning before 6 relievers combined to allow just 1 hit. Prince Fielder's 8th inning home run. Brewers hurler Sean Markham was lifted after 4 innings, charged with 5 runs and 7 hits. Game 3 starters will be Chris Carpenter for St. Louis and Yovani Gallardo for Milwaukee. That game coming up on Wednesday night. We'll have it for you here on the radio. 6:10 is the pregame start time. Detroit added Delmon Young to its roster for the rest of the ALCS. He replaces fellow outfielder Maglio Ordonez, who refractured the right ankle that was surgically repaired in July of 2010 during Saturday's series opener. Young initially was left off the Tigers' ALCS roster after re-aggravating a strained left oblique in the clinching Game 5 win over the Yankees in their division series. Drake basketball player Revonte Rice knows he made a mistake and he's ready to accept his punishment. Rice and teammate Kurt Alexander were arrested for shoplifting in an area sporting goods store on August 31st and immediately were suspended from the team. They've since been reinstated, but coach Mark Phelps said Monday that he was still weighing further disciplinary action for them, which likely will involve missing some early games. If Rice does miss some games, the sooner he gets back, the better for the Bulldogs, because they need him if they're to become relevant again in the Missouri Valley Conference. As a freshman last season, the 6'4", 235-pound Rice led the team in scoring, rebounding, steals, and block shots. NBA Commissioner David Stern has made good on his threat to cancel the first 2 weeks of the season unless a new labor agreement was in place by Monday. Stern truncated the season following 7 hours of negotiations between the league and the union on Monday. He says both sides are very far apart on virtually all the issues. Owners locked out the players July 1st when they couldn't reach a deal before the expiration of the old collective bargaining agreement. Opening night was scheduled for November 1st. The cancellations marked the NBA's first work stoppage since the 98-99 season was reduced to 50 games. And in the National Hockey League last night, New Jersey beat Carolina 4-2, Colorado 1-0 over Boston, the Islanders beat Minnesota 2-1, St. Louis down in Calgary 5-2, Dallas wins in a shootout 2-1 over Phoenix, Washington also went to a shootout to outscore Tampa Bay 6-5, while Vancouver beat Columbus 3-2. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.